Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Junior Giants Speak here on Blog Talk Radio. We are live this morning coming to you from various parts of the country. We are here with our Junior Giants. Good morning, Junior Giants.
Good morning.
We're happy to have them all with us this morning. As usual, I want to give a shout-out to all the parents and grandparents who have helped the children get prepared for this morning and them having them ready to be on the show this morning. Happy New Year to everyone. We pray that you are having a blessed holiday season and that you're starting your year off the way you want it to go. Sometimes if you can start off on a good foot, you can carry that through the year. So we want to say Happy New Year to everyone. One of the things I want to make you all aware of is that this coming up in our before our next show, the Junior Giant Speaks is going to be posting a writing contest. The writing contest is entitled Keepers of the Dream. The children will have an opportunity to win the $25 prize. They have to write an essay on being keepers of the dream. And Martin Luther King did a lot for not just African Americans, but he did a lot for humanity as far as equal rights and just caring about all people, not just his own people, but making sure that people were fair and that things were just. And so the children will have an opportunity to send the essay in so that they can have a chance at the prize. The essay has to be in by the 17th of January so that it can be read on the show on the 20th. On the 18th it would be read because we celebrate Martin Luther King Day on the 20th. The essay has to be in by the 18th, and it can be sent to the Junior Giants email account, which is juniorgiantsspeak@yahoo.com. And we have judges that will read through them and declare us a winner. So if you have children that are interested or if any of the Giants that are listening are interested, please feel free to submit your essay and so that the judges can have an opportunity to go through it. And so we hope that's something that the young people will be willing to participate in, and we will give you further details as the show goes on. This morning, we are just like, you know, at the beginning of every year, we seem to come up with our New Year's resolutions. And so this show today is our children are going to make their own personal declarations for how they want their year to go. They're going to tell us some goals in different areas. They were assigned three different areas that they had to talk about, and that was school, family, and God. And I always find it interesting to see how they are thinking about these areas of their lives. So we're going to go on and get started. I think this morning we're going to start off with Christian. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Now, Christian is in the Chicago area, and so we're so happy to have him with us this morning. So is it snowing still in Chicago?
Sort of.
Sort of. Have you been able to go out and play in the snow?
We went sledding.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Well, go right ahead with your report, Christian.
What 2014 looks like for Christian. In 2014, I want to get better at art for drawing. In 2014, I want to get better at being a good brother, at being cheerful and nice. in 2014, I will pray and I will read the Bible more. In 2014, I'll declare to listen to God and do whatever He says. Done.
Okay, I like those declarations. What did you tell me about your family in 2014?
I would want to get better at being a good brother and at being cheerful and nice.
Okay, that's a good goal. Okay, so how many siblings do you have?
I have two.
Okay. Are they older or younger?
Well, one is younger, one is bigger.
Okay, so you're a little brother and a big brother.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah. So you have a little brother and you have a big sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're right there in the middle, a little brother and a big brother. That's a big responsibility, you know.
Okay,
so you're going to practice being more kind and being a good big brother. That's a good goal.
Okay,
good job.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back to you when we get ready to do the question of the day. Okay. All right, good job. We're going to move on, and our next reporter this morning is going to be Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was your holiday?
It was great.
It was great? What did you do that made it great?
I did some presents with some of my family and spend time with them.
Okay. And it's always good to spend time with our family. So that's good when you can really enjoy them. You want to go right ahead with your report this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Go right ahead.
For 2014, I plan to spend more time with my family and do travel. I would like to visit new places and learn more about the world. I would also like to start giving to charities and help other children in need. For plans for the school, my plans for the school year is to continue to make good grades and make my family proud of me. I also want to make new friends. I already have all A's in school, and I want to keep it up. I feel this is going to be a great year, and I'm looking forward to meeting my goal.
All right, I like that. I like the part that you said about helping other children. How would you think that you can do that?
Well, I usually see, in my neighborhood, I usually see kids sitting on their doorstep and stuff, just sitting there, and sometimes I ask them what's wrong. I usually give what they really needed.
Okay.
Say
that again.
I said a hug or anything when they need some love or something, when they're lonely.
Okay. I think one of our projects for Junior Giants this year is that we are going to do some projects to help other children, maybe visit the children's hospital, come together and make some gifts to take to the hospital, because it's important that we learn to give back. And so that I like that as a goal for you for 2014. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, John, with your report. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to keep going. And like I said, the children are giving us their declarations this morning of what they want to do in the new year, kind of setting their own goals. And I believe that it's important that children learn to set their goals because it gives them something to work toward during the new year. And we're going to keep right on going this morning. And this morning we have another one of our Junior Giant reporters from Chicago, Miss Aubrey. Good morning, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm so glad to have you with us this morning. Have you enjoyed your holidays?
Yes.
Are you ready to go back to school?
No.
No? Okay, well, but you like school, so but you want a few more days off?
Huh?
Would you like a few more days off from school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we enjoy those vacations. Okay, I want you to keep going. Go right ahead with your story.
Okay. What 2014 looks like for me. In 2014 at school, I want to do good in math with multiplication, division, elapsed time, and word problems. In 2014, I want to be a better big sister and be nice to my brothers. In 2014, I will learn lots of scriptures and read the Bible until I finish, and I will pray every day. I declare to do whatever God and grown-ups say for me to do. That's it.
All right, I like that. I like that a lot. How will you work to be a better big sister?
Could you repeat that, please?
How will you work to be a better big sister?
I'd stop yelling and stop hitting, stop pushing, and I'd start being nice and letting my brothers come in my room.
Okay. That's a very good goal. Very good goal. And so it gives you something to work toward. Sometimes it's hard to make changes, so make them slowly so that they'll last, okay? And so
okay.
to all the junior giants, these declarations that you made, you need to make sure that you save them, because in 6 months we're going to come back and look at them and see how you did. And so these are not just things I want you to just say, well, I just want to do this, I want to do that. I need you to think about how you're going to do them, and I need you to put them into practice, because we are going to, in around June, we're going to check back in and see how you all are doing with your declarations. You all have made some great goals, and so I just want to make sure that you're working toward achieving your goals, because you can achieve whatever you need to, because God is going to help you. So I want to make sure you understand, because sometimes at the new year, we make resolutions and we stick with them for about a month, and then we forget them. So I want us to make sure that we're being consistent throughout the year. That was a good report, Aubrey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we are going to continue. I'd want to let you know that we are going to be having different events throughout the year, so I want you to stay tuned. I want to say to our listening audience that we appreciate you listening in this morning. We understand it's a Saturday morning after the holidays, and you may want to be doing something else. But we do appreciate your time. We appreciate those that are on the Internet that are listening. Thank you for listening in and being our supporters. Junior Giants is growing, and we are going to be doing some extra activities this year as we have opportunity to. If you need to contact, if you have someone that you know is interested in becoming a Junior Giant, please let us know. You can contact us at www.juniorgiantspeaks.com, or you can send us an email at juniorgiantspeaks@yahoo.com. And let us know, and we will get in contact with you so that your young people can be part of the Junior Giant Speaks family. We're going to continue this morning with Almeda. Good morning, Miss Almeda. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. How was your holiday?
It was good.
Good. You got to go on a trip for your holiday. Where did you go?
I went to Canada.
You went to Canada? And so you have family members in Canada?
Yes.
Okay. So what was it cold? What was the weather and stuff like there?
It was freezing.
Was it?
Yes.
But you had fun?
Yes.
Well, that's important. Good. I'm glad you had some fun. Go right ahead with your report, Miss Almeida.
Okay. Greetings to all of you online and in Radio Land. My name is Almeida Saka. 2014 has arrived, and I have big plans for this year. Today, I'm going to share three of the goals I want to achieve. I declare in 2014, I'm going to improve in school. I'm going to improve my relationship with my family, and I'm going to improve my relationship with God. To improve in school, I'm going to get all A's instead of A's and B's. And I'm going to achieve this by studying a little more for tests and reading a little more than I am. To improve my relationship with my family, I'm going to call to check on my loved ones that are sick and those that are far away. To improve my relationship with my brothers, I'm going to spend more time playing games with them. And last but not least, to improve my relationship with God, I'm going to read the Bible more and pray more. By reading the Bible, I will learn more about God and His promise to me. By praying more, I will be able to talk to God and listen for Him to talk back to me. Besides, God wants us to have a better relationship with Him. This is your Junior Giant Almeida Southall saying Happy New Year. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you, Almeida. That was a good report. Spending time with your family and calling to check on those in your family that you don't see. Those are good goals. So can you tell me what happens if when you're trying to develop better relationships with your family, they don't reciprocate? And what I mean by that is you're trying, but they're not. So how do you handle that?
Well, you could still, like, care for them. And even if they don't care, you could still try to care for them and treat them with respect and try to help them.
Okay. All right. I just want some of you all to realize that your goals are great, but sometimes you're going to run up against obstacles. And even if you run up against obstacles, you have to keep going and maintain your course so that you have the goal that you're setting for yourself. All of you all's goals that you've said this morning are reachable. And so it's important that you just keep going to make sure that you reach the goal. And whenever you reach a goal, give yourself credit for reaching it, and that allows you to feel good about yourself because you know you accomplished something. So I appreciate your goals this morning. Good job.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue with our last Junior Giant reporter, and then I'm going to give you the question of the day. Our last Junior Giant reporter this morning is Simeon. Good morning, Simeon. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. And how was your holiday?
It was great.
It was great. And where did you took a trip also? Where did you take a trip to?
To Orlando, Florida.
To Orlando, Florida. And what did you do in Orlando, Florida?
I went to Universal Studios.
Okay. And at Universal Studios, do they have rides, or what did you do there?
Well, they have simulations, and they have rides there, like roller coasters and 3D movies.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself. I talked with you earlier, and you said you're not ready to go back to school. But I'm praying for all of you all who have to be back in school on Monday or Tuesday. So I'm glad that you had a good time. but go right ahead with your report.
Okay. Good morning. Today I'm going to tell what I can do in the upcoming year to better my family, school, and relationship with Christ. One thing I can do in the upcoming year to better my family is when we meet up, I can help take the dishes to the kitchen after eating so some of my aunts and uncles can take a break from cleaning. And one thing I can help to better my school is I can help keep the school, the insides of the school clean and the school playgrounds a litter-free zone. And my relationship with Christ, to better it, I could read the Bible twice a day and pray twice a day. I submit to devote myself to Christ. I vow to pray more and to read the Bible more in the morning, as always, and at night, and in the evening. Oh, and yes, in the evening. I will also try, if I get any money, I will also try to save it in the upcoming year of 2014. This is Simeon Spann reporting to me.
Okay, Simeon Spann. I like your goals. One of the things that I noticed with all of you all is you have where you're going to be reading your Bible more. And I like hearing that because we have an event coming up. It's called Bible Boxing. And so with this Bible Boxing, I want you to be thinking about learning scriptures, because the more scriptures you know, the better you'll do in the Bible Boxing. So, and it's important to learn God's word and learn what it is God says to is saying to us. And I heard one of you all say that to learn about the promises of God. And that's important that you know the promises, because then you know what you have an opportunity to attain, things that God wants to give you. Okay? That was a good report, Simeon. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We are going to get ready to take a short break and have our music this morning, but let me give you the question of the day. The question of the day is, in 2014, what is the one thing that you want to do for God? What is one thing that it's important to you that you want to do for God? And I heard you all say that you want to improve your relationship with God by reading your Bible and praying and listening to him. And that's excellent, and it's necessary. But I want you to tell me, what is something that you want to do for God? He does so much for us every day, every minute of the day. What is something that you want to do for him? So I want you to be thinking about that question as we go to our quick break here. And we're going to listen to one of our older guests, Ms. Darlene McCoy. Listen and enjoy.
Hopeless and broken, alone and abandoned, can't see my way from my fear. No sign of light in the darkest of nights, can't find my faith on my fear. But a still small voice speaks to me and calms the cover of my raging fear.
And that was one of our former guests that had been with us earlier in the shows, and that was Ms. Darlene McCord with I Shall Live and Not Die. We were happy to have her with us as one of our musical guests. We are reporting this morning from Junior Giant Speaks here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm happy to have the Junior Giants with us this morning, and they are making their declarations, or they have made their declarations of what they want to happen during the year 2014. And like I said, it's important that they learn to set goals because it gives them something to reach toward. I want them to understand that sometimes when you set a goal, it seems like a lot of things go wrong before you can reach the goal, but I want them to be encouraged not to give up on any of the goals that they've set this morning because they were all good goals. If you are an older sister, older brother, whatever you are, it is a good goal to be kinder to your siblings, and it's a good goal to be obedient to your parents. One of the Junior Giants reported that she's going to do what God and adults tell her. That's an excellent goal. And if you ask God to help you, you all have the ability to achieve all the goals that you have set this morning. We're going to get ready today to go to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what is the one thing in 2014 that you want to do for God? And because God has done so much for us and he continues to do great things for us every day, it's important that we give back to God and show him our appreciation. And we can never repay him for all the things that he does for us. It's just impossible to repay him, but we want to do the best that we can do. And so that's the question of the day. What is the one thing you can do for God in 2014? And we're going to start this morning with Miss Amaya. Miss Amaya, can you tell me what you think is something that you want to do for God in 2014?
For 2014, I would like to love him and listen to him more. And always follow directions and ask them whether I'm supposed to do this or that. And to care about him more and read the Bible about him. And this would be for 2014.
Okay. But what is something that you can do? Okay. And when I say, maybe I didn't explain that. When I say that, what is something that you can do for him, one of our great assignments as Christians is to tell the world about Jesus, to introduce other people to Jesus, to make sure that they have the same opportunity to know Christ that we've been afforded, that God has given us those chances to know him. So when I'm saying, what kind of service, maybe that was a better way to put that question, what is some service that you can render unto God, that you can do for God, okay? So think about what kind of service that you want to render unto him, okay? And I will come back to you for that answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what kind of service? That's to all the Junior Giants. What kind of service? What can we do for God? He does so many things for us. What can we do for him? We can, and there's a lot of things that you can do, whether it's one of the things, Amaya, that you said earlier was to help the some of the kids in your neighborhood. That's something, that's service that we render to God. And so I want you all to think about what can we do for God. It's not about us doing better. It's something, it's what we can do for him. And I'm going to go to Simeon this morning. Simeon, tell me something that you can do in the year 2014 for God.
Well, when I go up to the altar to give the offering, I could give more than 10%. Like, sometimes I do give more than 10%.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that, so you're talking about with your tithe?
Yes.
Okay. Just a little note on tithing. Tithing is 10% of any increase that you receive. That's all that God requires. Now, if you want to give extra, then you give extra in your offering, okay? And that's where your blessing comes in, is when you give extra in your offering, okay? All right, Simeon?
Okay.
Okay. Stay on the line because I need you all to really think about this question that I'm asking you. What can you do for God, for him? And we're going to go and ask Christian. Christian, what is something that you can think that you can do for God in the year 2014?
Other people believe in God and Jesus.
Okay, say that again.
Help other people believe in God and Jesus by by showing love and telling them part of the Bible.
Okay. All right, I like that. By helping others believe in Christ, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay, and showing love. Everybody needs love. Okay, everybody. And just like you like people to show you love, other people do too. And there are some people who don't get a lot of love, and it's important that you learn to show love. And that is you allowing Christ to work in you, and you're rendering service unto God. Okay, very good. And while we're right there, we're going to get Sister Aubrey. Aubrey, can you tell me what is something that you can do for Christ this year?
I can help people believe in him and help other people pray for him.
Okay. Okay, those are good answers. It's important that we're helpers to other people, because when we are helpers, then they see the Christ in us. They see Christ working through us. So that's a good answer. We're going to go now to Miss Almeida. Almeida, in the year 2014, what is something that you can do for God?
Well, I could be a witness for him.
Okay, and how would you do that?
Like, I would tell people about him and what he's done for us.
Okay. That's a good answer. What?
I said, and what he could do for them.
Okay, that's good. Okay, Sister Maya, did you want to add to your answer? Amaya?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you want to add to your answer?
Yes, ma'am.
What did you want to add?
I would say to tell people about God, and I tell them to pass it around. And so when they pass it around, more people will love God, and then we can probably come in, like, in groups and to have, like, different meetings and celebrate. And so with Christ, souls in Christ. Well, I can show people how good God is, and then we would love God and celebrate him on different holidays and stuff.
Okay. You all gave me some good answers. And I want you to think about one of the things is everybody has a testimony. What a testimony is you telling someone about your own experiences. So you can tell other people how God has blessed you. If you've ever been sick and God has healed you, if you've had difficulties in school and God helped you, those are you all's testimonies. So sometimes we think testimonies are just for the older people, but they're not. Everybody has a testimony because God is doing something for everybody all the time. So when you get ready to share with other people, if you would just share with them how much God loves them or how much God has shown you love, it will make them want to listen because everybody wants love. So you all have good goals for this year, and we're just praying that God will use you all, because you all are instruments of Christ. And what that means is he wants to be able to use you to reach other children. If you know children that don't know Christ, you know that they need him. If you see kids that are getting in trouble at school all the time, or it seems like they're sad all the time, they may need Christ. And God has put you there to be able to offer them Christ and let them know that God loves them. You're not going to preach them a sermon or, you know, stuff like that, but just let them know, you know what, God loves you. And something very simple that may brighten up their day. And I want you to know that is a very powerful thing to do, and God has equipped you all, each junior giant, and those of you who are listening, God has equipped you to be able to share who he is and his love for you with other people. And so I don't want you to be afraid. You may be nervous in the beginning, but if you practice doing it, anything you practice doing, you do get better with it. And so I want you all to begin to practice all of these goals that you've set, but especially the one for in service to God, because anything that you have to do, God is going to help you. The other goals that you have set, God is going to help you to reach those goals. But it is important that we learn as Christians how to share Christ with other people. It is so important. And because we want other people to have the opportunity to go to heaven just like we do. And so it's important that our junior giants get that in mind, that I'm going to share Christ with someone else. I have one more question. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
The next question is, what makes it difficult? Is it difficult? Maybe that's a better question. Is it difficult for you to talk to other children about Jesus? Is it difficult for you to talk to other children about Jesus? And if so, why? Now, first of all, if I have any volunteers before I start calling names. Does anyone want to go first? Is it difficult to share with other children about Christ?
Yes.
Anybody want to answer?
I do.
Who wants to answer? Go ahead.
Almeda.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends. It sort of depends on, like, who you're dealing with, because some people might not understand or some people might not believe in that. Like what you believe in, and some people might believe in different types of things.
Okay, and so that makes it difficult.
So it sort of depends on, like, who you're dealing with.
Okay. What did the rest of you all say?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's Simeon.
Go ahead, Simeon.
Okay. Well, it will kind of be difficult because some people may say, what if you're wrong? And they may be nervous. They may be nervous to do a new thing. Like sometimes I'm nervous if I do a new thing.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you all should know is that when you talk about Jesus, you don't have to argue about whether he exists, and we don't do all of that. You just tell them that God loves you. Just keep it very simple, because the reality is that they need Jesus. Everybody needs him, everybody, regardless of what they believe. And so you're not trying to change how they believe. You just tell them you're planting a seed, okay? That's what you're doing. You are planting a seed. You're putting that thought in their heart and in their mind that Jesus loves them. And if they ask who Jesus is, you tell them that Jesus is the Son of God and that he loves them. Does anybody else want to try that answer? Why is it difficult, or is it difficult to share with other children about Jesus? Anyone else want to answer that?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Sometimes it's difficult, sometimes it's not, because sometimes people don't even know who he is, who God is, and they don't even understand it, and they don't. Sometimes they don't even go to church. Sometimes it is not difficult, because some people believe in him, and they know him, and they go to church and hear all these good things about him.
Okay, I love that answer. That's very good. So let me ask you guys another question. I know this is a different format this morning, but I'd like you all to get comfortable talking on the radio. You're doing very well. Here's another question then. If somebody asked you, well, who is Jesus? What will you tell them? Anybody want to go first?
I'll go.
Go right ahead.
I'll go.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, if someone asked me who Jesus was, I would say he's the Son of God, and he died on the cross for your sins, or Calvary, and he was born in Jerusalem, and all the other stuff about his life.
Okay. Anybody else? What would you tell them? Well, that's pretty much all you could tell them. That's the best, that's a good answer. You tell them that he's the Son of God, that he died on the cross for their sins, and you just really, what you really want to tell them about is his love. Because that's the one thing that everybody wants, is to be loved. So in your witnessing and in your sharing with your friends about Jesus, make sure that you tell them about the love of God and how much he loves them. Because he loved them so much that he was willing to take on their sin like they were his. And so it's important that you be able to tell them that how much he loved them, that he loves them, and he will always love them. So I don't want you all to be afraid. I'm praying for you all, and I'm praying that God will give you the boldness that you need to be able to fit. And does anyone else have anything they want to say this morning? I'm going to take that as a no. Okay. I want to remind you all that this is Junior Giant Speaks, and we are preparing for the Martin Luther King holiday. The Junior Giant Speaks program is sponsoring an essay writing contest, which will be read on our next show. The children have an opportunity to win the $25 prize for writing a essay on being the keeper of the dream. This is open to children between the ages of 7 and 12, and we are asking that they present their best work. We are going to publicize it on Facebook so other children have an opportunity to enter into the contest. If you want to enter your child's essay in the contest, you can send the copy of the essay to JuniorGiantSpeaks@yahoo.com. For those of you who are listening, if you want to keep up on our current events, we are in the process of updating our website. The website address is www.juniorgiants.com. Or actually, you don't have to put the W's, just juniorgiants.com. And our webpage will come up for you. We're continuing to work with we call them the OGs, who are the original giants. Some of them opted to stay on with Junior Giant Speaks, and they are doing a newsletter and a blog page. So if you want information about that, that's what's going to be posted on the website. And once again, that website address is JuniorGiantSpeaks.com. I want to commend all our giants this morning, our reporters. We're missing several reporters, but I think it's due to the holiday season. But I want to commend them and let them know what a great job they're doing. This is not your normal, quote-unquote, normal thing that children do, is to go on the radio and give news reports. That's different. But I want to commend you for being willing to be, the word is innovative and creative, and to do something different and to step out of the box. And it takes courage to step out of the box, and it takes
What didn't you think of him?
Hello? Hello?
Does anybody know what happened?
Is it over?
I don't know.
I think it is over.
She just cut off. I think we should sign off.